strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty and eternal God, we pray that you would uphold us through the right knowledge of your divine word through your Holy Spirit. Grant us peace and health as we do the work of our callings with your blessing through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today's Bible reading comes from Colossians chapter 2. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this, so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and I delight to see how orderly you are, and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depend on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins, and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows, as God causes it to grow. Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use, because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations, indeed, have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. This is the word of our God. I probably say this every week, but Colossians chapter 2 here is one of my favorite chapters in all of Scripture. Because the parallels that Paul draws and the commands that he gives to them and the sharp warnings that he hands to them are very applicable to us today. He starts out with that paragraph. He wants you to know the mystery of God. namely Christ, the mystery that God the Son took on flesh to redeem you and me. That concept enough is enough for us to think on for quite some time without even getting to the next question, the obvious question, why? God didn't have to fulfill any human definition of love. He could still have been a God of love and sent the whole world to hell because he already provided a way to heaven, right? We cannot pit God's love against his holiness. They are in perfect unity and perfect harmony with one another. And yet, even though in his holiness and in his justice, and yes, in his love, God could have sent all people to hell, he chose to send his son there instead. Oh my goodness. That's the mystery of God's grace. That's the mystery of God's care for you and for me. And in Jesus suffering the pain of hell on the cross, suffering that separation from God as he called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? As Jesus did that, he won your salvation. He set you free. Absolutely. There's no command that holds any sway over your life. You are obligated to obey nothing. You are set free. Let me repeat that. You have been totally set free from everything that stood opposed to you. God's law has no binding nature on you at all. As we speak to your Christian nature, who you are in Christ, you have been totally set free. I'm talking to Christians here. You are free from God's law. So what? With that, we don't say, well, oh great, God set me free, so thanks, I'll shrug it off, I'll just go do whatever I want. If the whole whatever I want idea is the idea that God has given me license to sin, then you don't really recognize how much Jesus has set you free from before you turn and ask, what should I do or what can I do? The question really is, where do I stand with God? You have been set free. You have been reconciled to God. Or as verses 13 and 14 put it, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us, that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And so you, as it says in the previous paragraph there, you have been buried with Christ in baptism. You've been raised with him through the faith that God has created, and you are alive with Christ. For this reason, verse 16 and following, therefore, since this is the case, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink with regard to a religious festival, new moon celebration, or Sabbath day. Those things were all Old Testament stuff that pointed ahead to Christ. And you've got the reality. You've got the real thing. Why are you, Paul basically has this picture, why are you like jumping to the ground and grasping and trying to hug the shadow of a person when the person is standing right there? Ridiculous. Those things do not have the power. The only power that they had was their gospel promise and pointing ahead to Jesus Christ. And you have Christ. And you have freedom in Christ. And so going backward to the basic principles of this world, to the way this world works with its, you know, very much rules and regulations and do this and don't do that. Discover and rediscover who you are in Christ before you would do anything else. So he goes on to say, don't let anyone distract you by their false humility and by saying that they've seen such great things. You know, you don't have to search very far on YouTube to find all sorts of heretics saying that they've got the word of the Lord or that they've seen a vision from God. Poppycock. Poppycock is actually a Canadian snack, I believe. We might have it in our grocery store here. Anyway, talking about and going into great detail about these supposed visions and word and revelations from God is totally useless and pointless because, A, we've got Jesus. B, this Jesus is revealed in the Bible. Point C, we don't need to have anything added to the Bible because if you're saying something that is actually true and biblical, then it's already in the Bible. And D, if you're saying something that isn't in the Bible, then it's false teaching and also irrelevant. And so what Paul says is the unspiritual mind puffs people up. You know, those without the Spirit, those who are not Christians, will go to great lengths to say how spiritual they are, how religious they're not. They might get all wrapped up into various different religious systems and beliefs. Idle notions. Pointless works that lead nowhere. Well, nowhere good. They lead to hell. Because without Jesus, a person really rejects the reconciliation that Jesus has won. And Paul says, quite to the contrast, that since you have been set free, you live as somebody whose heart is above this world. You aren't like plodding along like a slave, being driven along by law and being enticed along by the prospect of reward. What an empty life. Kind of like the donkey with the carrot and the stick. You hold the carrot out in front of the donkey so that he walks, and the stick behind him to give him a little thwack if he doesn't walk. And you, Christian, that is not your life, today or ever. You've been buried with Christ in baptism. You've been raised with Christ. You've been set free from the basic principles of this world. And so, these regulations that have such an appearance of wisdom, that have that self-imposed worship, false humility, that advocate harsh treatment of the body, they lack value because they don't get to the heart of the matter. They lack any sort of lasting value for the Christian because you've got something better. You have Jesus. And we've got Jesus, you've got it all. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the gold.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day.
What bliss beyond compare.